We need boundaries. Boundaries. And you know what? Boundaries, I think, at times are like a bar of soap. Like when something happens and you're hurt, you reach for that boundary and somehow it just keeps slipping out of your hand and falling on the floor. But there's three basic principles when you're thinking about boundaries to figure out what you're supposed to do, if anything. So last night I got home and I just moved into a new place and I got home at 10:45. Yesterday was trash day, right? So you take your trash cans out. I've only been there 2 weeks and I stuck them out there. I got home last night and my trash cans were gone.
Like gone, gone.
Gone, gone, disappeared.
Not just the trash in them.
No, that would have been nice and they would have left the trash can. But if you can imagine, I'm coming home. I haven't been there that long. Now, you all have heard me say that shame is the culprit of chaos. Shame. And those trauma-induced shame beliefs that we have in our lives because of other situations that happened, they just pop up. Like, you know, they're in your mind before you even know they're in your mind. So I bounced all over the place from feeling powerless, helpless, from the thought that went through my head. I looked around and I thought, okay, well, if somebody took my trash cans, I'm going to take somebody else's trash cans. Now, can you believe that's an offending behavior? That comes from shame because somebody, trauma-induced shame belief, somebody hurt me. And so I want to take back what's rightfully mine. But that means I have to go into offending, stealing behavior.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, that's not the right. Don't go there. But it came into my mind. So powerless, helpless, I'll take something back. So then I got on the phone this morning with our trash company. And I thought about my chapter in my book, which is called No is a Complete Sentence. And in that chapter, it's all about boundaries. And the three steps are when you've been impacted by somebody or something, it's do you want to ask these questions? Who is the owner of the problem? Who is in control of the problem, and who's responsible to fix it, right? Now, if I wasn't thinking clearly and I didn't go through these three steps, I'm like, somebody has a problem with stealing. Mm-hmm. And I could have sat there in the victim seat.
Yeah.
And done nothing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I got on the phone, I called the trash company, I reached out to the HOA, I had to read this whole manual to find out what to do, you know, with trash cans. But I decided to do the right thing. That was, I'm taking responsibility for my life.
Yeah.
I'm in control of what I can do to fix this problem. And that's what I did. I got two trash cans coming from the trash company at no charge.
Brand new ones. And they don't stink or anything.